Robert Lowe, tech founder and entrepreneur, is here to talk about his new Allset app and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Charlotte. I'm looking forward to interviewing with you.
Tell us about your new app.
Allset, the first free bartering and favors app, is designed to create community, especially in the LGBT community, so that people can share their gifts and talents more efficiently, but more importantly, trade their goods and services more effectively. It was designed sort of to augment the current financial system that we have in the event that we would come upon a financial crisis like we're seeing today, so that people can have access to human capital real time. You may be asking yourself, like, why in this day and age would we do favors for one another? Well, with so many young LGBT millennials and Gen Zs who are lacking experience, and folks who are looking for new opportunities without the experience, this is a way that they can actually do favors or pro bono services in exchange for reviews. Think of it like the modern Yellow Pages, in which people can get access to each other real time and people can exchange the things that they need. So if you do enough favors, you can get enough reviews, you can switch over to paid services. You do paid services for a while, then you can go into bartering. And then you do bartering for a while, then you might, as you get older in time, might want to do favors. It's not just a work lifestyle app, it's a work life cycle app. Meaning, again, all throughout the arc of your life and career, you could be doing favors, bartering, and paid services, or all three contemporaneously.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
I saw that there was a need in the LGBT community to connect people in a more deeper way, particularly with the drag queens. Being a minority myself, I already sit in the fringe of society, so I can already see sectors like the drag queens who are treated inequitably. I felt that they could use the app to barter, say, a makeover for a hairstyle, or perhaps even trade their clothes for wigs, and even so clothes in exchange for shoes. And then also the younger LGBT gays, I feel that they could do favors as apprentice to gain more experience and also to get reviews. But more importantly, it would help them to build their confidence. And the worst thing that I think I experienced all throughout my life is hopelessness and the feeling of hopeless. I didn't want people to feel like they had nothing to fall back on, so I wanted to create an app that would give them options in life.
What do you hope to accomplish with this app?
I would like to see people connect in ways that I wouldn't even dream of or otherwise. So let's just say a gay designer in the Midwest might create a logo for a New York stockbroker who's doing a startup. I also envision communities being developed, especially due to the coronavirus that's impacting our current financial system. And lastly, the developing countries who are using the barter and favors features that are free, while the developed countries would be using the paid service to help fund the bartering and favor features.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
I think the circumstances that we're in right now with the COVID-19 has isolated a lot of individuals. And my hope is that this app will create connections and create community. People may want to conserve their cash flow and feel they want to limit their spending. So there's no better time than now to start doing bartering and favors for family and friends and even for neighbors. In the 20th century, power was defined as wealth. The reality that we know today, the streets that we walk on, the buildings that we live and work in, the policies that we adopt, the overconsumption of plastic, the planned obsolescence that we've all succumbed to, all stem from the 20th century post-World War wealth model. And in the 21st century, what I wanted to do was redefine power as accessibility. Accessibility to get things done in a moment's notice, accessibility to barter like your internet or streaming media account so you can curtail expenses. And lastly, since this is a peer-to-peer app, it is designed to redistribute wealth within the country, so that money stays within the community longer. Instead of going from consumer to corporation, it'd be peer-to-peer so that it would, again, help redistribute that wealth and that money would stay longer in the community.
You live in West Hollywood. How are you dealing with social distancing and stay-at-home orders?
Such an appropriate question for this time. As a community leader, I'm an appointed position in the Business License Commission. I'm actually the chair of that commission. I keep in contact with the community leaders as well, and I practice social distancing and stay-at-home orders. since the city of West Hollywood, I've really just been attending city council meetings virtually to get the latest local decisions that are being made that will impact the West Hollywood residents. One of those are obviously the renters moratorium. So obviously with May approaching, a lot of landlords are wanting to settle up on their rents. So West Hollywood has been a leader and progressive in allowing rents to be back paid after 12 months. So that's really wonderful to listen to those kind of meetings and really connect on that level, because my concern are the residents. And personally, I check in with my family and friends and see if they're doing okay, and I'll bring them food and groceries as they need it.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have to these kids, especially dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic?
Oh, yeah, this is a question that's near and dear to my heart. I'm an avid believer in mental wellness and mental health. So in the spirit of the Allset app, I'm an advocate for staying connected. Having support is vital, and isolation is a small hurdle that we face, but we can always overcome that by maintaining social distancing while gathering with other people in small groups, which is still feasible. So I want people and encourage people to stay connected, whether it's, 6 feet apart or it's virtual, because that's very important. We need that support. Also, find somebody who you trust and connect with, because that's very important to be able to share things. For me, I've always found it surprising when I share vulnerable things with others that seems to be identifiable with them.
How can people get information about the Allset app?
Yeah, so to find us, we are www.youreallset.com. We're also on Instagram, which is Allset_community, and on Facebook, it's just Allset. And then LinkedIn, it's You're Allset, YOUREALSET. We also have a YouTube channel, and we are also in Meetup, and the Meetup is LA Gigglers and Freelancers.
What other projects are you working on?
Apart from the app, I teach yoga part-time, as well as spinning, and I consult for a lot of companies in large transformation processes.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yeah, I think a really great question I'd like to be asked is, what do you think the role of the individual will be in the future? I feel that this is one of the rarest moments where it's a social conscious pause. And so going forward, I think individuals will have to exercise conscious decision-making process and be intentional about their decisions.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do have a favorite mantra, and it's kind of one that's an African one. It's Ubuntu, Nguni, meaning, which basically translates, I am because we are. And the reason I love this is because I feel like you can connect with people, and it is the reason for change. The African uses Ubuntu as a way of when somebody, an adolescent, for example, commits a fraction, and so they are then gathered by the elders, and instead of chiding them, they embrace them and remind them of all the great things that they've done in life. And so much like this app that I've created, it's really to help people transform themselves so that they don't feel like they're hopeless in life and that there's no opportunity. Really, like, if you're not successful at one thing, try something new, and we're here to support you. This is one of the rare times where humankind gets an opportunity to make change in the course of humanity.